KCSN HD1 Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo. K210 EO Santa Paula. K210 CH Ventura. K206 AA Laguna Beach. K208 AM Newport Beach. A service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member supported public radio. Voted Station of the Year by our peers at American Public Music Radio. It wouldn't be Friday without Julie Slater and Jason Friday. Friday on a Friday on the SoCal Sound.
Radiohead on 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Whoa, it's Jason Friday. Welcome aboard.
Thank thy.
What an amazing week we've had this
week. Oh my goodness me, you are not kidding.
We are rock stars. Simmel's going to be calling us up to go on that world tour soon. Brian from Simmel, if you're listening, Brian's. There's two Brian's.
Yeah, Brian squared. Yeah, squared.
Okay, so we played a show at No Vacancy on Wednesday. It was fantastic. We had a great time.
Yep.
We pulled off some fantastic covers. We were going to play them with a full band, but we did them just acoustically with the two of us.
Yeah.
We were pretty awesome.
We really pulled what's it called? A rabbit in a hat, you know, magic trick type of thing. I mean, we just kind of pulled it.
I thought you were going to say, what's that, pulled the wool over their eyes?
Something, I know. I couldn't think of what it is. But yeah, that one.
Okay, we started the show with live Radiohead. So we went on this bender over the weekend looking up all these different MTV Unplugged performances.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
Now, Radiohead didn't, I don't believe, do an official MTV Unplugged, but they did a lot of MTV performances, and that is an MTV performance from the MTV studios in London from 1994, and the song You, which is off an album we never talk about, which is Pablo Honey.
Wow, yeah.
That's the opening song on that record.
Incredible. So, so incredible. The MTV Unplugged songs that we'll be playing, they were one of a kind, almost once in a lifetime, in a funny and unique,
for sure,
sweet, amazing, special way.
We're going to get into,
never saw it.
So there was one MTV Unplugged that I actually attended. I won't tell the story now, but there is an MTV Unplugged that I could have gone to and I didn't.
Yep.
Which is one of my biggest regrets in life. But anyway, I was obsessed with the band Live.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember the band Live? I alone love you. I alone. So totally into the band, and they played their MTV Unplugged. I got to look at my special notes here. Oh, it was – okay, so this is the anniversary. February 15th, 1995. So we just reached the 30-year anniversary.
Yeah.
It was at the Brooklyn Academy, and I saw Ed Kowalczyk backstage. And per usual, I was like, hey, I've met you before. And he's like, hey, nice to meet you. And I forced him to give me a hug, which probably wouldn't go over now in these times.
No, no, no.
So imagine you're like the biggest, biggest Live fan, and they open up their MTV Unplugged with this song I'm about to play. It's very exciting. This is a special Unplugged Friday on a Friday. We're going to review some of the greatest performances ever.
Woo!
It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Heard a lot of talk about this Jesus. This is this little swingy kind of version of Sex Type Thing.
Stone Temple Pilots, MTV Unplugged. I played that one just because it was a pretty unusual, since they went acoustic-ish, Sex Type Thing, a great rendition of that. That was recorded November 17th, 1993. There were some fun facts that you were looking up.
Mind-blowing. It was literally filmed the day before Nirvana recorded their MTV Unplugged show. And it literally aired before the release of their album Purple. It's just, this is mind-blowing to me. I love this.
So this is the famous Unplugged that I didn't go to, Alice in Chains. They did theirs, it was April 10th, 1996 in Brooklyn. I was offered a chance to go or I could work the night shift at Q104. And I chose to work because I was a hard worker. And that's the last time most people got to see Alice in Chains ever again with everybody in the band.
Right.
With Layne Staley. Their last live show was July 3rd, 1996. Layne Staley died in 2002. But he was missing for – nobody knew where he was for years.
For years, yeah.
So that's my biggest musical – no, there's a couple of musical regrets. That's one of them. I missed Alice in Chains Unplugged. So,
yeah.
We performed the song Wood live once, and you're so mad at yourself that we played it, that you started it off too fast. I think when you hear this rendition, you're going to hear that they're kind of playing it fast. So it's Alice in Chains Unplugged. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Friday on a Friday Unplugged.
Woo!
behind us scaled the grand old face of the plateau. Some belong to strangers and some to folks you know. Holy ghosts and talk show hosts are planted in the sand to beautify the foothills, shake the many hands. Nothing on the top but a bucket and a mop and an illustrated book about birds. You see a lot up there, but don't be scared. Who needs action when you got words? Fish with a mop, then you can't stop and look at what you've done. Plateau's clean, no dirt to be seen in the work. It was fun. There's nothing on the top but a bucket and a mop and an illustrated book about birds. See a lot up there, but don't be scared. Who needs action when you got words? Many hands began to scan around for the next plateau. Some say it was Greenland, some say Mexico. Others decided it was nowhere except for where they stood. Those were all just guesses, wouldn't help you if they could.
From the very infamous Nirvana MTV Unplugged, that is Plateau. That was recorded November 18th, 1993, Sony Studios in New York City. Remember Kurt wearing that, the greatest, like, old lady sweater?
Of course. My childhood friend and old bandmate Charlie and I used to love watching this / listening to it, and that sweater, he literally bought one that was almost identical. He even got glasses so he wanted to be
Kurt Cobain.
He wanted to be Kurt, yeah.
That's pretty awesome. We are reviewing a bunch of MTV Unplugs because they sound so darn good.
Oh my gosh.
And of course we love the 90s.
Yeah.
There is a band that we just covered a song from the band Korn. Their MTV Unplugged is in the 2000s. They did theirs in 2006.
Little late to the game, guys. Just kidding.
So we're going to play an unplugged version of a Korn song coming up next as we get back to the music.
Faster.
Download the SoCal Sound mobile app and listen wherever life takes you.
Support comes from the Bank of America Performing Arts Center, presenting the trio from County Clare, Ireland, Socks in the Frying Pan, bringing vocal harmonies, virtuosic musical ability, and onstage wit to the Bank of America Performing Arts Center in Thousand Oaks. Blending Irish traditional music with their own personal flair, Socks in the Frying Pan have become one of the most sought-after groups in Irish music today. Their one SoCal performance is on March 1st. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com.
Oh, my sweet baby's eyes. Oh, my sweet baby's eyes.
Support comes from Laguna Playhouse, presenting a new madcap murder mystery musical, The Remarkable Mr. Holmes, Wednesday, March 5th through Sunday, March 30th. Sherlock Holmes is back with an all-new mystery to solve and a new sidekick. In this fast-paced, wildly comedic show, Holmes must solve a series of baffling crimes without the help of his trusted partner. This over-the-top roller coaster of musical mayhem is packed with wild wordplay, red herrings, and zany surprises. Tickets are available at LagunaPlayhouse.com and at the box office at 949-497-ARTS.
Thanks to our friends at Golden Voice, the SoCal Sound has tickets to see Suki Waterhouse at the Roxy Theater March 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Current members can find contest rules and enter to be eligible for a pair of tickets at thesocalsound.org. No purchase necessary. Tickets are on sale now at AXS.com. Suki Waterhouse, the Roxy, March 3rd, 4th, and 5th.
The SoCal Sound has tickets to see Franz Ferdinand at the Wilton Theatre on March 29th. Thanks to our friends at Live Nation, current members can find contest rules and enter to be eligible for a pair of tickets at thesocalsound.org. No purchase necessary. Tickets are on sale now at livenation.com. Franz Ferdinand, the Wilton, March 29th.
Hey, this is Byron from the brand new Bilingual Sounds HD channel. Search for Bilingual Sounds at the App Store, a service of 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
You can hear the weekend knocking.
Friday on a Friday with Julie Slater and Jason Friday
on 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
I want to bring up Amy Lee from Evanescence right now.
You're too sweet.
We thought this would be a cool song to do together, so y'all enjoy.
Something takes a part of me, something lost and never seen. Every time I start to believe, something's raped and taken from me, from me. Life's gotta always be messing with me.
You wanna see the light?
Can't they chill and let me be free?
So do I.
Can't I take away all this pain?
You wanna see the light?
I try to every night, all in vain, in vain. Sometimes I cannot take this place. Sometimes it's my life I can taste. Sometimes I cannot feel my face. You'll never see me fall from grace. Something takes a part of me. You and I were meant to be. A chief for me to lay. Something takes a part of me. Freak on the leash.
You wanna see the light?
Feeling like I have no release.
So do I.
Many times have I felt disease?
You wanna see the light?
Nothing in my life is free, is free. Sometimes I cannot take this place. Sometimes it's my life I can't taste. Sometimes I cannot feel my face. Never see me fall from grace. Something takes a part of me. You and I were meant to be. A chief for me to lay. Something takes a part of me.
Go.
Korn Unplugged featuring Amy Lee from Evanescence. Freak on a Leash. We covered that song on Wednesday at No Vacancy.
I know, and that was almost as good as our version. Good job, guys. Kidding.
So close, guys. So close. So Korn's version was recorded in 2006. I have all this. Oh, December 9th, 2006 at MTV Studios in New York City. Pearl Jam. They decided to go to Queens. Okay, first of all, the movie Singles came out in January of 1992. Pearl Jam recorded their MTV Unplugged March 16th, 1992.
Wow.
You know what's so scary is how long ago that is. It doesn't feel that way.
I know. You're like, oh yeah, that was 20. Oh gosh.
I love the memes that say, in my head, when someone says 30 years ago, I'm thinking, well, that's 1970, right? No. The 90s.
Yeah.
That's painful. Well, let's get into some Pearl Jam Unplugged. It is a special Unplugged Friday on a Friday with myself, Julie Slater.
And myself, Jason Friday.
And together, we are We Selves.
Wow.
I just blew my own mind. It is 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Watch me! I saw your brown eyes turn once to fire. You are like a hurricane. There's calm in your eye, and I'm getting blown away to somewhere safer where the feeling. But I get so blown away. I am just a dreamer, but you. Just a dream. You could have been anyone to me. Before that moment you touched my lips, that perfect feeling when time just slips away. The feeling stays. I want to love you, but I get so blown away. Blown
Young, MTV Unplugged, if you can believe.
I do believe.
He recorded that one February 7th, 1993, Sony Studios. Oh, in Los Angeles.
What?
Yeah, crazy. Welcome to an unplugged version of Friday on a Friday.
Woo!
It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
We're just kind of reminiscing of the good old days and how great these shows were. Tori Amos, excuse me. She recorded hers a few years later, April 11th, 1996.
Gosh, you know, I know we always say it, and we've said it during the show, the 90s were amazing, but this is also amazing that they even put it on, like the whole MTV Unplugged thing.
Oh, do you know who did the first? This is a good trivia question.
Oh, yeah.
Who did the first MTV Unplugged ever?
Yes, who?
Squeeze.
No.
It was October 31st, 1989, but it wasn't recorded. There's no, I'm not sure, like it didn't become an album.
Right. Okay. All right. That, what, 1989 though, incredible.
Isn't that nuts?
Yes, nuts. I would have never have guessed that.
Well, let's get into Tori Amos.
Amos.
It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Bye. ocean high with the rising girl. She's gone to the other side, giving us a yokey love. Things are getting kind of gross, and I know it's sleepy time. This is not really the other, this is not really happening. You beat your life, fetus. You beat your life, fetus. You beat your life. Let's peel out the watchword. Just peel out the must have paid her a nice price. She's putting on a streaming lace. This is not really the other, this is not really happening. You bet your life it is. You bet your life it is. You bet your life. It's a peel out the way. Should just peel out the watchword. And it was a conflict. Thought there was a good solution.
10,000 Maniacs, MTV Unplugged. These Are Days. That was one of the performances that you mentioned when we were kind of going down this rabbit hole of all these unplugged performances. It was so fun to hear all of these. We're running out of time, though. We only have time for one more. There's so many. When you look at the whole list, We couldn't really get to them all.
Yeah.
But I've really enjoyed doing this. So fun. And it is Friday.
Ooh.
We got a weekend ahead. We got the big SAG Awards coming up on Sunday. Oscars are a week from Sunday. Big doings going on then. I'm hoping to get some. We had so much going on with having a show this past week. Hope to really just kind of relax a little bit.
I know.
Enjoy ourselves.
Yeah, really.
A lot of sound sessions. I got Christian Lee Hudson coming in on Monday.
Oh, that's going to be cool.
Blondshell's coming in on Thursday.
Oh, I love Blondshell.
Next week's a busy week.
It's a busy one. It is. Every week's busy. It really, this whole year has been busy, just crazy. It's barely a month and three quarters.
I know. It's crazy. All right. We're about to wrap it up. Make sure you take some time for yourself this weekend. Mookie is anxiously waiting in the wings.
Oh.
We are going to wrap it up with these guys. Have you ever heard of them? They're called Oasis.
Oh, no. Are they new?
They recorded their MTV Unplugged. They were special in London, Royal Festival, some location in London. It is August 23rd, 1996.
Ooh, I love it.
Okay, until next time, my pretties, I hope you enjoyed our Unplugged Friday on a Friday, and have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
This one's for everyone at creation. Maybe I don't really wanna know how you got in gross, 'cause I just wanna fly. Lately, did you ever feel the pain in the morning rain? Soaks you to the bone.